Shalom, this is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and I'm your host, Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein. Throughout the year, every week in synagogue, we read the Torah or Bible, beginning with the first chapter of Genesis through the final chapter of Deuteronomy. This week's Torah portion, Pinchas, from Numbers 25, is named for the story's main character, better known to Christians as Phinehas. After failing to defeat Israel physically or spiritually through Balaam, the Moabites tried another tactic. They reasoned that if they could entice the Israelites to sin, God would destroy them. So they sent the most beautiful women to seduce the Israelite men. And it worked. Even Zimri, a prince of Israel, publicly took one of these women into his tent. And while Moses and the other leaders were deciding what to do, Pinchas, or Phinehas, took action, killing both Zimri and the woman. The attack ended the Israelites' immorality and also ended a plague that God had sent as punishment. Phinehas is first introduced to us as Phinehas, son of Eleazar, to stress that he was Aaron's grandson. Phinehas was young and unknown, but that didn't stop him from obeying God. When it comes to doing God's will, my friends, it doesn't matter how old we are or how well known or accomplished. Speak out and do what's right, even when others don't. Only God is truly above us, and it's only His approval that we need.
Join us this year in following Rabbi Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotion. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.